We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And Hornquist will go next. Hornquist heads in. Left circle, lots of speed. Shot top shelf, and he scores! And Patrick Hornquist gives the Panthers the shootout win. Your final score in a shootout, 4-3, and Patrick Hornquist, who tied the game in the final seconds, wins it in the shootout for the Panthers. What a finish.
What a finish it was, right?
Oh, man. You're kidding me?
It was ridiculous. We're going to talk more right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline with the head coach, Joel Quenneville. Coach Q going to join us here. Coach, 3-0 for the first time in franchise history and your first win in Columbus since 2015. What a win last night. You got to be waking up this morning with at least half a smile.
We're a little easier to deal with now, Coach, right, so it's good. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always look forward to this. Anyways, it was a great win. And, we look back over last year, this year, we played some good games. But last night, to me, that was our best game we played and a lot of good things, shift in, shift out. Really deserved the 2 points and got rewarded at the end. But it was one of those things that kept finding a way, and a lot of little things that we're doing well. Barkey line's been tremendous. Mm. Horney's given us some really good looks on the power play. Scored a huge goal for us there, 6-on-5. Brings a winning attitude to the locker room, to the bench, to the ice. Pushes guys in the right way as well. So there's a lot of good things going on, and but very dramatic win, exciting game for us. But I love the pace that we're playing at too. That's something we talk about a lot, and I think that last night we saw that.
Coach, so I got to ask you, 2 shots, 2 goals to start. What's going through your mind? I mean, I'm just curious. I know you don't know the character of this team yet until you get in a situation like this. But you were down 2-0 after 2 shots. I'm just curious, what were you thinking?
Well, we knew we were going to have to get a save. And at that point, he wasn't busy. We had the puck. We had we had control of the game. Scoring late in the first was good. Getting through that penalty killing 4 minutes late in the first. Got through it. I think Bob in the last couple of games shows that he's letting in some tough ones, but at the same time, all the way through the game, and he started seeing more action, but he didn't get himself in the game right off the bat. I think it made it tough on him, and I'm not defending him. I know we were expecting more, but at the same time, the guys did not lose the excitement in our team game, and it didn't bother us one way or another that a couple went in, and so that was the thing I liked most last night was we didn't change one bit the way the game was. Third of the third, another tough one. And we kept going, plugging. And then got the huge break at the end. And then till the big penalty in the 4-on-3, I should say. And then shootout, anything can happen. So it was a huge win. Guys are really excited. Another level of excitement that we haven't seen as well after winning that one.
Well, you should be, Coach, and you add a lot of new faces to this team. You never know how they're going to turn out, right? You never know how they're all going to fit in. You got an idea from what you've seen from other teams and what you like, and everybody's got favorite players. But Hornquist, what he has done for the team, the leadership, the goals, 4 goals. Oh, by the way, that too, which wasn't really expected. And you had Verhaeghe on there too, another guy that you guys liked in his limited time they did with Tampa Bay. Are you even a little surprised when somebody gets off, two new players get off to this kind of start, that those two guys, and there's been some other good ones, but those two specifically?
I think you hit the right guys right off the bat as far as what they brought to our team. Hags isn't very vocal, but I think he brings playing the right way. I think he brings a tremendous pace. The playing the right way is something we talk a lot about. He does that both sides of the puck, but he's got another gear that I don't even know if he had in Tampa Bay, but he's flying right now on the ice. Man. And then Ernie does a lot of things right. You know, he's at net presence. He's disruptive for the goalie. He's contests teammates in a positive way, challenging way. And I think that's fresh around here. And he pushes at the right time in the right way, and then scored a couple of huge goals for us the last couple of games. Jeez. Obviously, and then him winning the shootout too made it even more special. But he's one guy that you know, he's been around. He knows what it takes, and you know, he does his thing, and very useful for us. We always talk about consistently and getting a four-line rotation. They both brought something new to the team, and the lines that they're on, all of a sudden we got a rotation. You know, I think Atch had that for us last year. I thought he had a big factor, and he did a good job in the game last night, that big kill in overtime. But, you know, you got now we got three guys on three different lines that when you talk about playing the right way, doing the right things, you know, you get a little more consistency in your lineup. And I think that I haven't mentioned Barkey yet, but he's been flying this year. So it's been fun to watch. And, you know, that line with Duke, DeClara, they've been really moving well. And that line's been fun to watch too.
Yeah, it's amazing. 3-0, and there really hasn't been that Barkov moment yet, right? Like, that's got to be something that you got to be happy about, that everyone else around him is starting to play well. You already know what you're going to get out of Barkov once he starts to play and get hot. But at this point, it's nice to see everyone else around him playing well. And then, of course, Barkov will take off at some point.
Well, I think he's taken off for me, whether he's scoring or not. But he's getting, could have had five goals last night. So he's that line, they've been making some great plays off the rush and the offensive zone, some tremendous looks, and I think they're hard in the puck area, and they just, all three of them were moving well together.
So we found out on your time off, which you weren't expecting, which made even last night even more special. You get the extra time off with all these friggin' games in a short period of time to start with, but you worked on your penalty killing. I'm just wondering, Coach, what's a practice look when you spend extra time and you really hit the penalty killing?
Well, if I tell you how bad practice was on Saturday when we worked on our power play and our penalty killing, it was hard to watch. So
that's honest. I like that. All right.
But at the same time, the penalty killing was probably what made the practice look so bad. So maybe that was the one thing that, when you usually do practice the power play, you know, you're only rooting for the power play to be successful, right? So it's some of the penalty killers, you know, let's give them a little credit. So they probably were a big factor in shutting down our power play, which we had a tough couple of days there. And at the same time, whether it's key faceoffs, I thought we had a more direct routes in our own zone, a little more predictability, an awareness to what they're up to. Shot blocking, clears, Atch, when that 4-on-3 kill was huge. The defense, I thought, was very quick to pucks and 5-on-5 and killing penalties as well. You know, some nights they go in, no matter what, how you want to talk about it. Right. You can say that the penalty killing, they were lucky tonight, or we were effective. I thought last night we did a lot of good things and deserved to be one of those nights when I go 5 or 6.
Coach, a couple of things. Do you make on the road, especially, or at home, you guys watch tapes together on things? You break them down and everybody's got to watch every game? You guys do that?
We watch every game. Everybody watches different things.
Right.
Bruno's got the power play. Max's got the face-offs, penalty kill. If he's got penalty kill, I'll do it all. When I say do it all, I kind of get the 5-on-5 team game. But we all watch each other's stuff and look at it and break it down. And we'll go in today. we'll have a 1:15 meeting, 2 o'clock practice. We'll go over last night's game and then go have a little practice. And then the thing is now when we're going over the game from last night, we're we got the same opponent, so there's a lot of things that right. plant in their minds and get ready with these back-to-back sets.
You got a lot of guys with you, as everybody knows, because of the new regulations you guys have dealing with coronavirus and all the other stuff. So do you make change? You go with the same group? What's your thought with a game coming up on you quickly? You expect to go with the same four lines or different?
We'll look at the lineups. I think we're going to make a change or two. I think that we want to get some guys in the lineup as well as, sometimes performance, and sometimes we have a couple guys on the fence that haven't played yet. So right. we want to get these guys in, but I really like the way our D are playing right now. We'll probably make a change or two in the lineup going in tomorrow.
A little more urgency for everybody, Coach, these days. Like, damn, you know what? I didn't play great last night. Gosh darn it. I might be the guy, as they went to bed last night, going, might be the guy sitting for this next game. That could. I always tell you, I don't think it's bad, man. A little fear.
Hey, you're
a little
big
wake
proponent
up.
Of that. I like that. I like that thinking.
I played for really Don like Shula. That. You yeah. got threatened, like, in meetings, like, in front of the whole team. Like, hey, you play like that, you won't be on this team long. Like, could you tell me that privately and not in front of everybody, Coach? I'd appreciate that, man.
There you go. There you go.
Coach, is it easier? Is it, when I say easier, I mean for you guys when it comes to prep, like you said, when you play the same team in two or three day spans, and you're playing the same team over, like Detroit, you're going to play four times in the next 10 or 12 games, and Tampa Bay. Does it make it easier for you when it comes to the preparation with the other coaches because of that? And do you find it easier for the players?
It's a continuation, kind of like in the playoffs. You're preparing, and then it gets a little more fine tuned, a little bit more of what you're playing against, the guy you're up against a lot, and then technically the awareness of what they're doing, and then you're watching other games when you're not playing. It's almost like you're really tuning into your own division, only basically watching your own games. So everybody's going to know everybody like a book on our side, and I think it helps as far as preparing. I think that you want to make sure that you're not insulting their intelligence, but at the same time reassuring them that little things and the right things can lead to big things, which we always talk about.
Coach, man, it was great. That was a hell of a win last night. Just unbelievable. Every part of it. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Appreciate it. Keep it going, Coach. Great start, man.
I can't wait to do it again. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Coach. That was Coach Joel Quinville joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, listen, appreciate Coach coming on here and obviously in a good mood. We got to catch him more, those kind of like.
We're getting it so far, Joe. Right.
Try to get it going. But, man, he got a lot of new faces playing really well in a lot of new places right now, man. So he's got it rolling nicely. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to this morning. One of my all-time favorites, man, that right here from South Florida, Hall of Fame baseball player Andre Dawson is going to join us. He's in that Hall of Fame club. We'll talk to him about all the news from yesterday. Looking forward. We'll get his thoughts on all of it. That's going to be coming up. Plus 305-567-0560. Check in on the text machine right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!